Continuing our community connection with Charlene Dew and talking about the mission of Big Brothers Big Sisters, I'll throw in the reminder again that it's not too late to participate in Bowl for Kids' Sake. It's your annual fundraiser. You do have a big event later, but this is the one that's going on right now. And like every other nonprofit in the world, every dollar makes a difference.
It does, and it goes to support one-to-one mentoring in our community. So it supports the matches, the big little matches that we mentoring relationships we already have, and it helps us to recruit more mentors and match more children. We have about 27 children on the waiting list. Most of those are boys, so we really need men or couples to step up and decide that they have some life experience and some time to share being a friend to a young person in our community who needs a role model.
And typically, I don't know the ages of the youngsters on the waiting list, but they are grade school aged in most cases, I would assume.
We accept referrals ages 6 to 14. We serve kids till they're 18. But at the time of referral, the 6 to 14, most of the kids, the young people on our waiting list are going to be probably in that 10 to 14 range for the most part.
If you're an empty nester, or if you are not getting the grandchildren you're expecting to get, what a good opportunity to spend a little bit of time and do some part-time friendship with a youngster.
Right. And, you know, retirees particularly have a lot to offer. We matched recently, I don't know, somewhere in the last 6 months, a retiree who's mid-70s with a young person. And it's great to watch how it's been really good for both of them. And the young person was really into video games. And the big brother's like, yeah, that's not happening for me. But they've connected on, because the big brother is able to let the little brother be who he is. Mm-hmm. And so they made the deal that the big brother, one time they would get together, they would play cribbage, and the big brother would teach him cribbage, which the little brother had no idea what that was.
Of course not.
And then
what's that little piece of wood for in the pegs anyway?
Yeah. And then the next time they got together, they would spend some time, and the big brother would learn about the video game that they're playing. And this little brother, when he was talking to the program staff when we're doing our support calls, was so excited about learning the strategy behind this. And so he's introduced something new. They've found a way to connect in ways that, you know, at first blush you'd think, I don't know how that's going to work. But they have a lot of life experience to share. And couples that are either young with no kids, both career people, want to give back to the community but not take more time away from each other, that's a perfect opportunity to come in as a couples match. Or empty nesters that are you know, still wanting to have youth involved in their life.
And you recognize your bigs. Every once in a while you come up with a big brother or big sister of the year, right?
We have our big brother and big sister of the year for 2018, and they're always announced around this time of the year. And for Bartlesville, and then those go on up to the state level, and then there's someone chosen from the state level to go on to the national level. But for our Bartlesville big brother and big sister of the year for 2018, big brother of the year is Derek Bransford, and a big sister of the year is Carol Henry.
Congratulations.
Yes, they really are the epitome of our mission to provide strong and enduring one-to-one mentoring relationships that change lives for the better forever. Because they've been matched for an extended period of time. They've really been with their littles through some difficult times and have really been there for their kids. Derek became Zach's big brother at a really transitional time in Zach's life when he was starting middle school, and that can be difficult. Over the past 2.5 years, they've enjoyed lots of activities together, from, you know, working out, walking, playing basketball. Zach plays football, and Derek goes to many to some of his games. And when we asked Zach what he liked best about his big brother, he said, "I like having the connection with Derek and having someone to rely on no matter what."
That's somebody's important there, someone to rely on.
You know, and that's really what mentors are. They're the person that believes in you, listens to you, and that you can count on.
But 3 years after you've stopped connecting with them, you still think about them, and what would they be thinking about thus and such?
Right. And Carol and Sierra were matched 5.5 years ago when Sierra was in the fifth grade. They expect that they will be connected long after they're no longer officially part of the program. They've met consistently, and that consistent meeting has allowed them to really get to know each other. They started a scrapbook of all their activities so they could kind of look back and see the good times that they've shared. And they do things like crafts and baking and attending plays and community events. And the arts in Bartlesville are very good at providing us with tickets for our bigs to take their littles. So that gives many children in our community an opportunity that they would not otherwise have. And, you know, some of like the symphony and the Broadway in Bartlesville for the appropriate plays.
Sure.
You know, the community concerts, those tickets can be expensive for a big if they're having to pay for both of them. And so when those organizations offer tickets to us, Children's Musical Theater, then that provides those kids with that opportunity to go. And Carol and Sierra really enjoy going to those things.
And I've heard that story before with a lot of the bigs that I've talked to over the years, that arts events, usually at the community center but around the community someplace, are a good outing for that day, for that evening.
Well, and you know, we've had for many of our youth in our community, they don't go to the community center. They don't have an opportunity. And this acquaints them with another part of our community and with the arts. When we ask Sierra's mother what she valued about having Carol as a big sister, what she said was that having Carol matched with Sierra has been amazing, that she felt that they get along really well, they're perfect for each other, and that she said Carol will forever have a place in her daughter's heart.
Wow, that says a lot right there. It's just something that you don't realize what difference you're making in someone's life until well after that experience is over. But you know that every day that when you invest a half hour, an hour in that young person, somewhere along the line, it's going to pay a dividend.
It does. And, you know, Carol said that one of the things that she, when we were asking her, you know, to describe her mentoring experience in one sentence or less, basically she said that her match experience has been better than she could have ever imagined, and that they enjoy their time together, and she would encourage everyone to really think about the time that we spend doing leisure activities and whether and how that a child could be involved in those with very little effort. I really think that, you know, if you know how to be a friend, you know how to be a mentor, and we would be happy to talk with you about the opportunities that await.
Start it off with a phone call?
A phone call, an email. Just contact our office. We'll be happy to answer any questions and get you started if that's what you want, or answer your questions and answer your questions.
I like that part. And just stop by the bowling center and maybe talk to some of the people that are raising money for Big Brothers Big Sisters and say, "I know it's fun to bowl, but why are you doing it today?" You'll probably get a good answer.
There you go.
Charlene, thank you so much for your time this morning, and thank you for what you do in the lives of young people and have been doing it for more than 25 years.
What, 29, actually. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you very much. Charlene Dew, she is the executive area director for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Oklahoma in Bartlesville, and that's a community connection on 1400 K1.